Today's daf is Menachos daf Chavav. We're holding on the top of Chavav Amud Aleph. We're at the Mishnah on the top of Chavav Amud Aleph. So this year is once again sponsored by Henry Erlinsky, Lezecher Nishmas, Milton Kramer, Zichron Lebracha, Yechiel Michel, Ben Chaim Shner Zalman Halevi, Milti's Neshama Shrabin Aliyah, from the Zichus of our learning, and we thank Henry again very much for the sponsorship. So again, we're holding Chavav Amud Aleph at the top, at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to talk about what happens to the Kometz if the Shirayim of the Mincha gets ruined. Can you still be Maktir the Kometz? And we're going to link this to another Machlokas that we have with regard to a Zevach, that can you be Zorik the Dam when there is no Basar? So the two parts, the part that you're going to eat and the part that you're going to burn, how important is it that the part that you're going to burn is going to be Matir something, that there's something left for it to be Matir? Does it make a difference if part of the Shirayim is still around and just some of the Shirayim is ruined? Ruined means lost, tame, anything like that. The Gemara is then going to discuss the Shita of Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah in the middle of the page, where Rabbi Shimon holds that a kmitza shalo b'kli shareis is kosher. So the Gemara is going to have three different explanations of what he means by that. At what point doesn't it need a kli shareis in order for it to be kosher? The Gemara is going to have three rayas against the Shita of Rav Nachman in terms of what Rabbi Shimon means, because Rav Nachman holds that you need kiddush b'kli shareis. Rav Nachman holds that Rabbi Shimon's Shita is you need kiddush b'kli shareis of the kmitza, but you can then take it from there by hand. So we're going to have three rayos against Rav Nachman that's in fact not the shita of Rabbi Shimon. On Amud Beis, we're going to have machlokas amoraim, whether haktaras hakometz can be done in more than two parts, and that's going to revolve around whether you need a kezayis for haktara, meaning let's say you don't want to burn the kometz all at once. You burn part of it, and then another part of it. So that's also fine. But what if you divide it into three parts, into four parts? Then we're going to have machlokas hamorayim, exactly at what point the shirayim becomes mutter. Meaning we know that the shirayim becomes mutter when you're maktir the kometz. But what's called maktir the kometz? You threw it on the fire, but it's not yet totally consumed. At what point does the shirayim become mutter in the process? And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have three questions about kmitza and burning things on the ma'aracha, on the atzei ma'aracha, and all three questions, the one thing they all have in common is that we don't have answers to any of them, is that they're all a teku at the end. So that's going to be at the end of the daf. So let's get started here on Chavav Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. So the background to this Mishnah is that there is a Braisa Maseches Pesachim, where we have a machlok between Rabbi Shur and Rabbi Lozer, and Dafayin Zayin Amnal from Maseches Pesachim, if you have a zevach, a carbon, animal carbon, that the basar of the zevach became tamei or got lost before you ever did the Zrikas Adam. Can you still do the Zrikas Adam even though there is no basar for the zrika to be matir? So Rabbi Yeshua says, "Imein basar ein dam." If there's no basar, there's no zrika sadam, because it doesn't accomplish anything. Rabbi Eliezer holds dam afal pisha ein basar. So now our mission is going to discuss how that relates to a carbon mincha. Obviously, there's no dam, there's no bas, but there is shirayim and there is kemitza. So says the Mishnah, nitmu shira, nisrufu shira, avdu shireha. Let's say something happens to the shirayim, it becomes tameh, it becomes burnt, it becomes lost. So kemitas, Rabbi Lazar, kshera, according to Rabbi Lazar, holds dam, afal pisha in basar, the kemizarik, the dam of zevach, even if the basar is gone. So you can also be maktir kometz, even though the shirayim is gone. Kemitas, Rabbi Shua, psu, but Rabbi Shua says that you cannot be Zorik the Dam when there's no basar. We'll hold that you cannot be Makta the Kometz when there is no Shirayim. So Amar Rav, Rav is Mechadesh, Vuhu Shenitmu Kol Shireha, Aval Mitzah Shireha Lo. That this Machlokas is only if all of the Shirayim is gone. But if only some of the Shirayim is gone, then for sure you're allowed to be Makta the Kometz. Everyone's going to agree. You can be Makta the Kometz to be Matir, whatever Shirayim you have left. So Kasal Kadaitach Nitme In Avod Vesaruf Lo. So we thought when Rav says, Vuhu Shenitmu'u Kol Shireha, well, we actually have three examples in the Mishnah of how the Shiraim could be ruined. It could be by Tumah, it could be by Nisrafa, it could be by Nevda. Why does Rav Dafka say if Nitmu'u kol Shireha, Nitmu'u miksas Shireha, you could still be Makdir? So we thought it meant that only if, in that case where it's an issue of Tumah, that some of it is still Tahar, that's where Rav allows being Makdir the Komets and the Mincha is going to be Kasher, because at least the entire Mincha is here. But Avud, Vesaru, flow. But if part of the Korban Mincha became Ne'evad or became Nisraf, then you cannot be Makdir the Komets because you need the entire Shirayim to at least exist in order to be Makdir the Komets. So says the Gemara, well, Micah Savar, what exactly does Rav hold? Ikus Savar Shirayim Milsihi, if he holds whatever is left over from the Shirayim has a certain Chashivus, and that's why you're allowed to be Makdir the Komets, then Afilu Avud Vesarav Nami. Meaning, if as long as a portion of the Shirayim is here, that counts for something, why do I care whether the portion that's not here was Nitma or Ne'evad or Nisraf? The portion that is here is good enough to be Makdir the Komets for. And Ika Savar Shira Lav Milsihi, and if he holds whatever portion of the Shirayim is still here is worthless because you don't have the entire Shirayim. Vinitma Maitaima, and the only reason that he allows being Makdir the Komets even when part of the Shirayim became Tameh is because Demiratza Tzitz, it's because of Ritzoy Tzitz, but really it should have been problematic. Ihachi Kol Shiranami. But if that's the whole Svara, then it shouldn't make a difference whether part of the Shirayim became Tameh or all of the Shirayim became Tameh. If anyway you're relying on Ritzoy Tzitz, well, Ritzoy Tzitz can be Maratza for all of the Shirayim the same way it can be Maratza for part of the Shirayim. So the Yom Kasavar Shira Milsi says the Gemara, really, if some of the Shirayim remains kosher, that's good enough. And not because the tzitz is meratz or anything like that. It's because there's a chashivos to having some of the Shirayim intact. Why does he only give the example then of Nitma? V'nitma, v'hu adin l'avod v'saruf. When Rav says Nitma, he means any of these things. He just thought that's the heading. So he says Nitma, Vaidakomer Nitma, Reshayu Nakat. He mentions Nitma because of the different psulim that could happen to the Shirayim that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Nitma was the first one. We said Nitmu or Nisrafu or Nevdu. So Rav is speaking shorthand. So he says, yeah, you should know this din of Nitma is only a machlokas if all of the Shirayim is Nitma or Nevar or Nisraf. But if part of it is Nitma, Nevar, or Nisraf, then everyone would agree you're still allowed to be makdir the komets. Kidetanya, we have a brisa like Rav's understanding of Shitas Rabbi Yoshua. Again, Rabbi Yoshua is the one that said psula, that if there's no Shirayim, then you can't do the Akhtar's Kmitza. And Rav says, not so fast, that's only if there's no Shirayim at all. But if some of the Shirayim is still there, you can do the Akhtar's HaKomet. So the Braisa supports that. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Kol Azvachim Shabbatorah, Shen Shayimen, Kazayis Basar, O Kazayis Chelev, Zorek Esadam. As long as you have a Kazayis Basar or a Kazayis Chelev left, you're still allowed to be Zorek the Dam. But if you have a half a zayis of basar, half a zayis of chelev, they don't combine with each other, you're not able to be zorik the dam. But by a carbon ola, even if it's chatzi zayis of basar, chatzi zayis of chelev, then it's tied with each other, because they're all destined to the same place anyway. By a carbon ola, none of it gets eaten by people, it all gets burnt on the mizbeach anyhow, so the chelev and the basar are the same, and therefore they could be mitzarev to each other. And by a mincha, even if the whole thing is still intact, you can't be zorik the dam. So what does that last line mean? There is no dam by a korban mincha. And what do you mean? The whole thing is intact. What more could you want? Says, no. Mincha mayavidito. What are we talking about with mincha in that context? Amrav Papa minchas nesachim. What it's saying is, let's say you have none of the basar, none of the chelev of your zevach, but that zevach came along with a minchas nesachim. And the minchas nesachim is still intact. Can you be zorek the dam just for the minchas nesachim? That's what it's talking about. It's minchas amrav papa minchas nesachim. So sal kedai dechol b'hadi zevach kaasya kigufe diziv chadamya kamash malan. I might have thought that since the minchas nesachim is brought together with the zevach, it's considered a part of the zevach, and therefore it could be zorek the dam even just on account of the existence of a minchas nesachim, even though there's no basar and there's no chelev. Just having a minchas nesachim is enough. So kamash malan that it's not enough, that it's not considered part of the zevach. Minani mili, how do I know that if there's no basar that's roi la'achila and you have just chelev, that you could still be zorik the dam just on account of the chelev alone? Amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shmuel, matuba mishum Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya, Amar Kra, pasuk says with regard to zrika sadam, vehikdir achelev lereach nichoach la'ashem. Chelev, afal bi, shein basar. So you see, right after it talks about zrika, it talks about haktaras chelev, it doesn't say a word about basar. So you see that as long as there's chelev, even if there's no basar, that's a good enough reason to be zorik the dam. V'ashkhan chelev, good. So now I know that if you have just chelev, you could be zorik the dam. But what if all the chelev and all the basar is gone, but yoseres is shtei klayos, minalan? How do I know that if all you're left with is the yoseres and shtei klayos, which are also ola on the mizbeach, that you could be zorik the dam even on account of that? Dikatani, because the Brice had said, that you cannot be zorik the dam on account of the existence of the minchas nesachim, which makes it sound like anything that's more a part of the animal than the minchas nesachim is good enough to be zorik the dam for. So it's true, the yoseres and shtei klayos maybe aren't quite as important a part of the carbon as the chelev and as the basar, but they're definitely more a part of the animal than the minchas nesachim. So if the Brisa goes out of its way to tell me that the minchas nesachim is not enough to be zorik the dam for, makes it sound like, but anything that is better than minchas nesachim would be enough to be zorik the dam for. Minchu delo yizrok, hayoser shtei klayos yizrok. So mincha you would not be zorik for, but the yoser shtei klayos you can be. So minalan, yeah, but how did the Brisa know that? So Rabbi Yochanan de Amar l'reach nichoach kol shatamala l'reach nichoach, because the pasuk says that you're makter the chelev l'reach nichoach. So we darshan any part of the animal that you bring on the mizbeach is l'reach nichoach. You could be zorik the dam for, and the yoseres and shtei klayos are also l'reach nichoach, and therefore you could be zorik the dam. Why does it have to tell me? Why does the pasuk have to tell me both chelev and l'reach nichoach? I mean, the pasuk tells me about zrika. Zrika is worth it even if it's just for the chelev. Zrika is worth it even if it's just for that which is reyach nichoach. Just tell me one of those things, and I'll realize that you could do zrika for chelev, for basar, for shtei klayos, yoseres and shtei klayos, and not for minchas nesachim. Now, v'yisrach l'michtav chelev, v'yisrach l'michtav l'reyach nichoach. It actually has to say both things in the pasuk. Because of chelev, if it only would have told me you could be zorik the dam on account of chelev, hava amina chelev in yoser shtei klayos lo. I would assume for chelev you could be zorik the dam, but not for yoser shtei klayos. So kasa rachmana reach nichoach. That's when the pasuk has to say reach nichoach, that anything that is reach nichoach, including the yoser shtei klayos, you could be zorik the dam for. Vikasa rachmana reach nichoach. But if it only would have said the reach nichoach, hava amina afilu mincha, I would have thought that a mincha is also a reach nichoach, and I would have thought that you could be zorik the dam even on account of a minchas nesachim that's brought together with the karban. Asa kazrachman chelev. That's why the pasuk says chelev, to indicate that you're only allowed to be zorik the dam for something that is part of the animal, and the minchas nesachim is not kigufa dezevach. It's not part of the animal. Okay, new mishnah says the mishnah shalom b'klishares pasul Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Sounds like the sentence is missing a lot of words, right? What it's talking about is if you take a kmitza and then after your co-mates, you do not put it in the klisharis. So there, normally we assume that in the typical carbon mincha, there are two klisharis that are involved. There's a klisharis where all the ingredients of the mincha are in to begin with, and then you take the kmitza from there, but then once you take the kmitza, you put it into another klisharis. What if you didn't do that second part? You didn't put it into a second klisharis. So pasul, but Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon says it's going to be kosher. Another halacha, hiktir kumtza pa'amayim, the second halacha we're only going to get to on Amud Beis, hiktir kumtza pa'amayim kshera. Let's say you're not makter the entire kumetz all at once. You divide the kumetz into two parts, you makter half, then you makter the other half. So that's kosher also. You don't have to do it all at once, and the Gemara is going to explain, yeah, in two parts you could do it, but not three, not four, because there is a shiur of how much of a haktara has to be done at any given time. So says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Dabreder B'chia, my time at Rabbi Shimon. Why is it that Rabbi Shimon holds that if you do not put the kamitza into a kli shareis, that the mincha is still going to be kosher. Amar kra, because when it comes to bringing the carbon mincha, the pasuk says kodesh kadashim hi kachatos v'cha asham. So we make a hekish between the mincha on the one hand and the chatos v'asham on the other hand. So we say bala of the biyad. If you want to do the avodah sakometz biyad and not use a kli shareis, of the biyamin, then you got to use your right hand, but it's fine. Kichatos, just like a carbon chatos. What do you mean, just like a carbon chatos? By carbon chatos, you zorik the dam with the etzpa of your yad yamin, and not with the kli shareis. By the carbon chatos, it says in the pasuk, "V'lokach hakoyin midam chatos be etzpa o v'nasan al karnas mizbecha ola." So the Gemara in Zvachim Chavdal learns from Gzeir Shav from Mitzora, where it says "V'tavel hakoyin es etzpa o hayimanis," that wherever it says etzba, it's eino ella yamin. We mentioned that yesterday as well, that whenever the word etzba is used, etzba and kohuna are both used, but specifically etzba is used, it always means yamin. So the same over here, just like by chatas, you're going to be zorik the dam with your yad yamin. If you want to be maktir the komet, you can do it biyad, but it's got to be biyad yamin. Bikli, if you're going to use a kli, of the b'smol ka'asham, then you do it with your left hand, like a carbon asham. With a carbon asham, you do this rikas adam b'kli. So Rabbi Shimon's shita is, since it doesn't say etzba by the asham, it only says kuhuna, you could be zorik the dam with your left hand by the asham. So a mincha, which is hukash to an asham, we make a hekesh between mincha and asham, you could put the komets in a kli and be zorik al gabe mizbeach with your left hand. Rabbi Yanai Amar, but then there's a second understanding of Rabbi Shimon. So that was one understanding of Rabbi Shimon. Now Rabbi Yanai Amar, a second way to understand Rabbi Shimon. Kivan shekmatzo mikli shareis ma'aleu maktiru afilu behimyano v'afilu b'makedah shel cheres. Once you did the kmitza from a kli shareis, so that's it. You don't need a second kli shareis. You could put it in your garment. You could keep it in a cloth or whatever you want, or in a kli cheres, which is obviously not a kli shareis. Cheres is never kli shareis. And then bring it to the mizbeach that way. Rav Nachum Yitzchak Amar, third understanding of Rav Shimon. Hakol modem komet shaton kiddush. Everyone holds that once you take the kmitza, you must put it into a kli shareis. Aye, what then is Rabbi Shimon saying? A big kiddush that doesn't require a kli shareis. Once you've placed the kmitza into a kli shareis, you could take it from there biyad and be makter on the mizbech biyad. But it definitely requires that second kli shareis. That's from Nachum Bar Yitzchak's understanding. So again, three shitos in how to understand Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says something about not needing a kli shareis. Three shitos. Number one, that you can use your hand, but it's got to be your right hand if you use your hand. If you're going to use a kli, then it could even be with the left. And that's derived from the comparison to both chatos and asham. Rabbi Yanai, that you can even use your shirt. You don't need any kli whatsoever. And Rav Nachman, of course you need a kli to be makdish the kmitza, but once you've done that, you can then take it out of the kli biyad and bring it to the mizbech in whatever you want. So says the Gemara Meisve. The Gemara is going to challenge Rabbi Yehuda Berei de Rabbi Chia, who he's the one that held that the first shita, that if you're going to do it biyad, you got to do it biyad yamin. If you're going to do it bikli, then you can do it bismol. So the Brisa says as follows: Hekter chalav veivarim ve'etzim shelem bein biyad bein bikli bein biyamin bein bismol ksherin. When you're burning the chalav veivarim or the wood of the ma'aracha, and you bring it up to the mizbech in a kli or biyad with your right hand, with your left hand, it's all fine. But hakometz, vaktores, valavona, shehelon, bein biyad, bein bikli, bein biyamin, bein bismol, ksherin. That a kometz, or on the list is kometz, that you bring up to the mizbech, whether you do it biyad or you do it bikli, you could do it biyamin and you could do it bismol. So you see, the kohen is allowed to be mocked to the kometz, biyad, even biyad small. That's a tziyuf to Rabbi Dereid Rebchia, who said, no, you have two options. If you're going to do it biyad, it's got to be biyad yamin. You're going to do it bikli, it could be bismol. Over here you see, bein biyamin, bein bismol, even when you're doing it biyad. So I'm like Rabbi Dereid Rebchia, not a kasha. Let's stud in katani. You're misunderstanding the brisa. When the brisa says bein biyamin, bein bismol, it doesn't mean that if you're doing it biyad, you could use your right hand or your left hand. Biyad biyamin, bikli, bein biyamin, bein bismol. Now what the brisa was saying is, you could do it biyad or you could do it bikli. If you're going to do it biyad, of course, got to be with your right hand. It's tavoda. But if you're going to do it bikli, then you have the option of yamin or small. Tashma, the Gemara is going to bring now several rayas against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's understanding of Rav Shimon. Rav Nachman was the last one who held that even Rav Shimon will absolutely require kiddush kmitza b'kli shares. Once you take the comments, you got to put it into a kli shares. It's just what you do afterwards that Rav Shimon is mekel with. He lets you take it out of the kli shares biyad and be makter. So Tashma will bring you a raya against Rav Nachman. Kamatzo mikli sharis. If you take the kamitza from a kli sharis that the mincha was put in there initially and became kadosh in the kli sharis, vikidcho, and then you're makadish it after the kamitza, shalom bikli sharis, in a kli that's not a kli sharis, vehelo viktiro shalom bikli sharis, and you brought it up on the mizbech and you were makter it, not in a kli sharis, puzzle. The kamitza is puzzle because it was never niskadesh b'kli sharis, and a kamitza that's not niskadesh b'kli sharis is puzzle. But we're interested in how to understand Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, machshirin b'matan kli. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon are machshir the komets when it's put into a kli, even any kli, it sounds like, even not a kli sharis. So once you take the kamitza, it doesn't matter, says Rabbi Shimon, according to this braisa, you don't need to put it in a kli sharis. But the way Rabbi Nachman understood Rabbi Shimon is, of course, you absolutely need to put it in a kli sharis. It's just what you do afterwards. You can then take it from there without a kli sharis. So says Gemara, Ema mimatan kli ve'elach. Now you have to, the way Rabbi Nachman would understand that braisa is that Rabbi Shimon is saying, when do you not need a kli sharis? Once it's already the kamitza has already been placed in the kli sharis, from then on you no longer need a kli sharis, meaning to then go bring it to the mizbeach and to be makter it, you don't need a kli sharis. But in a chinami, even that braisa would tell you that Rabbi Shimon Shita is that right after you take the kamita, of course it needs to be placed into a kli sharis. So Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a second raya against Rav Nachman. V'chamam kometz ton kli sharis, that a kmitza requires kli sharis. Ketzad komtzo mikli sharis umekadcho bikli sharis. You take the kmitza from a kli sharis and you're mekadish it in a kli sharis. Umalu matiro bikli sharis, and then you got to bring it up to the zvech in a kli sharis. V'Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon Shita, that's the shita that we're focused on. Kivon shekmatzo mikli sharis. Once you take the kmitza from the kli sharis, Malo maktiro shelo b'kli sharis v'dayo. Then you could be malo to the mizbech and be maktir without a kli sharis, and that's perfectly fine. So what do you see? That you do not need a second kli sharis against Rav Nachman's understanding of Rav Shimon. So Rav Nachman will reword this brisa as well. Ema, what it should say is kivan shekmatzo v'kidjo. Got to add that word in. Once you take the kamitza and then armekadesh it, bikli shares, then malo maktiro vidayu. Then you can be malo maktir without a kli shares, which is exactly how Rav Nachman understood Rabbi Shimon, that of course you need to place it in a kli shares, but then you can take it out with your hand and bring it up to the mizbeach by hand. Tashima, a third and final raya against Rav Nachman. Kamatz biyamino v'nasan b'smolo yachzer liyamino. If you took the kamitza with your right hand and then you put it into your left hand, you got to put it back into your right hand. According to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda Breider B'chiyo, who says bala ovda biyad of the biyamin, that if you're going to do it by hand, you got to do it by the right hand, and the kmitza was biyad yamin, so all the other avodas have to be biyad yamin as well. Bismolo, if after you put the komets in your left hand, the chishivala bein chutz l'mukomo bein chutz l'zmano pasul vein bokaris, and you have a machsheves chutz l'mukomo or machsheves chutz l'zmano while it's in your left hand, it is pasul, but you're not going to be chayiv karis for eating it, because even though normally if you have a machsheves chutz l'zmano it makes a pigle v'chayav and love karis, but a machsheves pigle is only when everything else is good. Over here it's in your left hand, so you've already ruined it, you've already done something incorrect. So if you're a machsheves is while it's in your left hand, it's not going to have the power to make it pigle. So biyamino, we said, but if you take the kamitza biyamin and while it's biyamino, chishav le chutz l'mekomo pasul vein bo kares chutz l'zmano pigle v'chayav n'lof kares. If while it's in your right hand, you have machsheves chutz l'mekomo, so that's pasul vein bo kares machsheves chutz l'zmano, that does become pigle and your chayav kares divra blazer b'shimin. That's both Rabbi Elazar and b'shimin shita v'chavam kibush nas. The small pasalto matanaso, and the chacham say no. Once you put it in your left hand, it's over. The you've pasled the komets, and there's no way to fix it anymore. You cannot put it back in your right hand. It's too late. You've ruined it by using your left hand. So all of this is to make the following point. My taima. Why is it that the chum hold that once you put the kmitza in your left hand, it becomes pasul, and you can't put it back, and you're putting it back in your right hand is not going to help anymore? Mishum tabai kedusha bekli, because you need to be mekadesh the kometz and the kli shares. V'kimon shenasna l'smol nasa kedam shenishbach mitzaver behem al aritzba v'asafo shepasul. Once you put it in your left hand, it's gone somewhere that it doesn't belong. The equivalent by a zevach would be dam that spills all over the floor. Too late then to gather it up and put it in the kli shares. So putting it in the left hand, it's already been ruined. But that's the shita of the chachamim. What do you see from there? Michlal, from the fact that Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon hold that if your kometz be a min and you then move it to your left hand, you could put it right back in your right hand, and it doesn't possible it. It does not have the status of nishbach as if it fell on the floor, as if it spilled all out on the floor. So you see, Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon lobo matan kli, that they must not require putting the kometz in a kli sharis in order to be mekadishit. Because if there was any need to put it in a kli sharis in order to be mekadishit, then even Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon would say that by putting it in your left hand, it's as if you spilled all the blood out on the floor and you've absolutely ruined it. So this is the kasha on Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman said that even Rabbi Shimon will require being mekadesh b'kli sharis. It's just that he holds once you've done that, you could then take it out with your hand. So tiyufta, Rav Nachman tiyufta. So of all the three, Rav Nachman we have a tiyufta on. Says the Gemara, is it only Rav Nachman that we have a tiyufta on? Does this reflect on any of the other shitos? So the Reader Reader B'chia Mesayele. It works out great for Reader Reader B'chia, who understands Rabbi Shimon Shita, that Bola of the Biyad, of the Biyamin, that if you choose to use your hand, then you got to use your right hand. So the Braisa that says that according to Rabbi Shimon, putting the Kemitza into the left hand is not going to passel, so that's Mesayele, because if you want to do Biyad, you got to do Biyamin, so you should just put it back from your left hand into your right hand. But L'Rabbi Yanai Le'matavi Tiyufta, maybe this should be a Tiyufta and Rabbi Yanai as well, because what Rabbi Yanai say? That once you've taken the Kemitza from a Klisha, not just not like Rav Nachman that you got to put it into another klisharis, you don't have to do that, nor like Rav Yudah Breder B'chia, that if you're going to go weiter with your hand, it's got to be the right hand. He also could put it wherever. Put it in a klicheres, put it in your shirt, put it in whatever. Whatever's going to carry it is perfectly fine. So isn't this a tiyufta? Because the Braisa says you got to put it back in your right hand. Why do you have to put it back in your right hand? You don't need it. According to Rabbi the Breder Chia, I understand you got to put it back in your right hand, because if you're choosing to do biyad, you got to do biyamin. But according to Rav Nachman, we've already rejected, because you can do whatever. But you need to be mekadesh b'kli sharis according to Rav Nachman, but according to Rabbi Yanai, it should really be a tiyufta. You could do whatever with it. Why would you have to put it back in your right hand? You could bring it even in your shirt. So says Mara Amar Lach Rabbi Yanai Anoda Amri Kitana de Hekter. You're right. This price is against me, but that doesn't make it a tiyufta on me, because I have another brisa that supports exactly what I say. I'm going to follow the brisa that we quoted earlier that says that Hekter Chalav Meivarim and the Kometz, that if you do it Bein Biyad, Bein Bekli, Bein Biyamin, Bein Bismol, it's Kasher. So how did we, you know, touch up that brisa before? We said, oh, you know what it means? Bein Biyamin, Bein Bismol, that if you're going to do it Biyad, it's got to be Biyamin. But if you're going to do it Bekli, it could be Biyamin or Bismol. I don't think that's what it means. V'lav l'tzadim katani. I think it means Bein Biyad, Bein Bekli, Bein Biyamin, Bein Bismol. Do whatever you want. And that's exactly my sheet. And Rabbi Shimon, that you can do whatever you want. You want to bring it in your shirt, you can bring it in your shirt too. That's perfectly fine. Hikter kumtzapa mayim kshera. We then mentioned that if you're makti the kometz, the Mishnah said if you makti it in two parts, it's kosher. Am Rabbi Shimon Levi pamayim vlo pame pamayim. Yeah, two parts, but not three or four parts. Rabbi Yochanan Amar pamayim afilu pame pamayim. Even three or four parts, you can be makti the kometz. My benayu, what's the nekudas amachlokas? Am Rabbi Zeri yech kometz pachus mishnei zaysim yech aktar pachusim mikazayas ika benayu. Does the kometz have to be a minimum of two kazaysim or not? Does the haktara have to be a minimum of a kezayis? That's the difference. Rabbi Shimon Levi Savar ein kometz pachos mishnei zesim, that every kmitza has a minimum of shnei kezayisim. So the Mishnah allows you to be makter the kometz in two parts. You can't prove from there that you can be makter in three or four parts, because when you divide it into two parts, parts, each part has a kidei haktara, has a proper shear. But once you divide it more than that, it no longer has a proper shear because ve'in haktara p'chusim mikzayis. A haktara, each haktara needs to be a minimum of mikzayis. Rabbi Yochanan sovereign, yesh komets pachus mishnei zesim. Rabbi Yochanan holds very often the kmitza itself will be less than shnei zesim, and therefore, by allowing you to divide it into two parts, we're already saying ve'yesh haktara p'chusim mikzayis, that a haktara could be less than a kazayis. Okay, so if a haktara could be less than a kazayis, so then you could divide it into three parts, four parts, however many parts, because apparently the haktara does not have to be b'kazayis. Itmar. Komets me'emesei matish shirayim ba'achila. New topic. When you burn the komets, so we know that haktaras ha-komets is what allows you to eat the shirayim. How burnt does the komets have to be in order to allow the achilas ha-shirayim? So Rabbi Chanina Omer, mishamashla boes ha'or. Once the fire starts taking hold of the komets, the shirayim becomes mutla ba'achila le'kohanim. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, no, not once it starts taking hold. Mishatatit boes ha'or beruba. When the majority of the komets is on fire, I'll explain to you the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan that you need the rove of it to be on fire. That just having it beginning to burn is not enough, because Amar Kra, the pasuk says, when it comes to the overturning of Sodom, v'inei ola kitor ha'aret ki kitor hakivshan. Ein kivshon malakitar achatat tzor berubo. That in order that an oven should make a good amount of smoke, the or the fire has to grab onto the majority of the etzim that are inside the oven. And the same is true by a korban mincha. It says v'hiktir akohen es askarasa. It's only called a proper hektir to be matir the shirayim b'achila when there's kitar, when there's like a lot of smoke, and that only happens when the majority of it is on fire. That's the basic for that shita. Armalei Ravin bar Ravada le Rava Amri Tamidech Amrav Amram, that your Talmidim say in the name of Rav Amram Tanya, that we have a brisa in the parsha of Karban Ola. The brisa learns from the pasuk that what has to be brought during the day and what could continue to be brought during the night. That what can you bring up on the mizbeach after shkia, the evarim of the Karban Ola, the bedarim and the chalavim of the different karbanos that could be burning all night. So mizak. And then they'll continue to burn all night. But how do I know things that are supposed to be hukrav during the day? Kigona komets, valavona, vaktores, uminchas kohanim, uminchas kohen meshuach, uminchas nesach, all these karbonos mincha that got burnt entirely. Shemalin matir miba shemesh. You're even allowed to bring these things up on the mizbeach after shkia. Says more, what? After shkia? V'amr darken likarev bayom. You said these are things that have to be brought during the day. You can't bring it after shkia. No, ela im bo hashemesh. What we mean is you can put it in the lat. You can put it up on the mizbech in the very last moment of the day, right at the moment before shkia. Shemis aklin v'holkin kol alayla. And then they can then burn all night long when you bring it up in the very last minute of the day, even though the real burning of it is going to happen at night. Minayin, how do I know that? Tam lomar, zos toras ha'ola riba. That the Reboy tells me that it can continue to burn through the night. But if you bring it up at the very last second of the day, the very last minute of the day, right before Shkia, then the fire is not going to grab hold of the majority of it before Shkia. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, if the Or hasn't taken a hold of the majority of it, it's not been matir the Shirayim, so it's no good. So it's not called a proper Akhtara that was done during the day. Says Marlokash. We're talking about two different things. In order to stay on the mizbeach, the or does not have to be grab the majority of it. It just has to start. In order to be matzah the shirayim, the or has to get the majority of it. Rav Lazar masila mibo hashemesh umukum la bepokin. Rav Lazar says, no, it's even talking about after shkia. But we're not talking about first bringing it up on the mizbeach after shkia. Of course you're not allowed to do that. We're talking about if it was nifka from the mizbeach. You had burned on the mizbeach beforehand, then it jumped off the mizbeach, and now it's about putting it back on the Mizbeach. That's what we're saying you're allowed to do after Shkia. That's what Rav Dimi Yom Rabbi Yanai says as well. Does Rabbi Yanai really hold that way? That if Ketores came off of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, afilu kratin sheba, even full pieces, chashava, sizable pieces of it, ein machzirin osan, you don't put it back on the Mizbeach. V'tani Rabbi Chanina bar Minyomi, b'dvei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that the pasuk says, asher tocha le'eshes ha'ola al ha'mizbeach, and we darshin, ikule ola atamachsir. You could be machsir ikule ola that fell off of the mizbeach. Viata machsir ikule ktoris. But you cannot be machsir ikule ktoris that fell off the mizbeach. So how could Rabbi Anai say that the Bryce is talking about ktoris that was paka from the mizbeach? By the ktoris, there's no such din. There's no such din that which is paka from the mizbeach you put back up. By an ola, there's such a din. But there's no such din by ktoris. So says Gemara, sami mikan ktoris. You have to take ktoris out of the Bryce. But certainly by the Kemitza, that would be true. Meaning if the Yermak to the Komets and it jumps off of the Mizbeach after Shkia, you can put it right back on the Mizbeach after Shkia. This is an interesting topic. This is an interesting source for the general topic of starting something at the very last moment of the Zman if it's going to continue. Right? What if you haven't daven Mincha yet and it's a minute before Shkia? Can you? Do we say that that's still considered when you daven and start Mincha? So the standard Raya that the Kashuk Lava brings in the Shiva Saret Tzvi is from the Gemara and Brachos with Bilam cursing the Jewish people, Kalem, whatever, Tosus over there. But Lechora, this would be a Maramakam at least that needs to be dealt with as well. Okay, Bezram, pick up with Amar Biasi tomorrow.